Armageddon. The day of the Lord, the end of the world. You know, almost from the beginning of time, generation after generation has attempted to pick the time and the place when the entire world will explode, burn up, implode, or simply cease to exist. Remember the near hysteria that swept across the world 12 years ago? There were those who were convinced that at the stroke of midnight, 2000, everything was going to stop. Computers, cars, refrigerators, watches, monitors, cell phones, and that was only the tip of the iceberg. The real trouble was going to happen when jets, satellites, and airplanes started falling from the sky. I know people who refused to go to sleep that night, certain that we were not going to ever have the opportunity to worship again. But when midnight came, there wasn't a glitch, much less any life-threatening disaster. And we were informed that there had been a miscalculation in the calendar. The new millennium actually did not start until January 1st, 2001. And just this past year, thousands upon thousands of people throughout the world sold or gave away everything they possessed because, according to the Mayan calendar, the world would end on October 28th. So why are we still here? Well, it seems as though there was a slight miscalculation in the calendar. According to the Mayans and those who consider themselves experts in this ancient, now extinct group of people, the world will absolutely, positively, without any question or doubt, end on December 21st, 2012. Now, just in case you think that I'm being cynical about all these predictions, please know that I am. While there are many things happening in the world today that are frightening, and while we have every reason to be concerned, Jesus made it very clear that no one except God knows the hour and the day the world as we know it will come to an end. So what are we supposed to do? Should we hide our heads in the sand and pretend that the end is still light years away? Or maybe we should begin to develop an alternate resources that would protect us from any major disaster that could come along. Or then again, maybe we should just follow Jesus' advice. Stay alert. Keep awake. Today's gospel reading is actually the last of a series of four parables about the end of the world. The first story concerns a household of servants who were left in charge when the master decided to go on an extended vacation. He told them that they were to take care of his business. Some of the servants listened. They remained faithful to the master. The others, however, decided that in his absence, they would do exactly as they wanted. The faithful and the unfaithful servants. The second of the four parables introduces us to 10 bridesmaids. We preached on that not too many weeks ago. Some of you will remember the story. The 10 bridesmaids went out to wait for the bridegroom to come so that they could do their job and usher him into the banquet hall. But he was delayed, and they went to sleep. And when the cry went up that the bridegroom was coming, the 10 bridesmaids jumped up, and only 5 of them had oil for their lamps. The other 5 did not. By the time the 5 lazy bridesmaids came back to the banquet hall with oil, the party was already in progress, and they were not allowed in. And then there's the third story. It's about a man who before leaving on a trip, called his servants together. And the first servant he gave 5 valuable coins to. And to another he gave 2, and to another he gave 1. And he told them to take care of the coins until he returned. The one with 5 coins invested the money. And when the master returned, there was even more money to give back. The one to whom he had given 2 coins to did the same thing. But the one who had only received the 1 coin had gone out and buried it in the earth and waited for his master's return. When the master returned, he was extremely upset, not at the first 2, but at the 3rd, who had done nothing. Now, when you have stories grouped together, we are supposed to keep them together and to try to find out what they're telling us. And it isn't until we get to this final story, the one that I read today, that we are told eventually all of these people, the slaves, the bridesmaids, and the servants, would be judged. They would be judged by the master who had gone away and came back at an unexpected hour. But they were judged. And the implication, of course, is that eventually we will be judged too. And just so there is absolutely no misunderstanding, Jesus finally gets around to telling us exactly what standards we are going to be judged by. And Christians, those standards are absolutely amazing. When Jesus returns, when he judges us on the faithfulness by which we completed the task that God has assigned to each one of us, well, believe it or not, it's all going to boil down to a cup of cold water and a peanut butter sandwich. It's that simple. Now, do you hear what Jesus is trying to tell us? When the kingdom of God comes, when the new earth and the new heaven actually become a reality, it's not going to be the result of some giant cosmic event. The kingdom is going to come. It will become a reality. When a stranger is welcomed into our midst, a prisoner is visited, when the elderly, the sick, and the abused, and the forgotten are comforted, when the hungry are fed, and the children are loved. For it is through these acts of kindness that we minister to Christ himself. When will the end come? Well, friends, I believe that the world as we know it will begin to end the moment we reach out with that cup of cold water and the peanut butter sandwich. Whatever you have done to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you have done unto me. It doesn't get much easier than that, does it? To God be the glory. And all God's people say,
Amen.